Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 511, The Four Agreements and Parenting. Isn't that the truth? I don't know if you've ever come across a magnificent, outstanding little book. I say a little book because it's a smaller book than usual, and it's a practical guide to personal freedom, and it's called The Four Agreements, and it's by Don Miguel Ruiz. Now, I googled how to pronounce Ruiz. I think it might actually be Ruiz. I'm not Spanish. I'm trying my best. But it's Don Miguel Ruiz. It's a wisdom book and it is fabulous. It's not long. You can read it, probably binge read it in a couple of nights. And I read it a while back. I read it again. I tap into it regularly. And I was reading it one day and just thought, wow, is that ever the truth when it comes to parenting? So the first agreement is be impeccable with your word. How often as parents do we say something and not actually follow through? So in other words, we are not being impeccable with our word. We say one thing, do another. Our kid asks us something and we go, no, no, no. Okay, yes, just this one time. We are not being true to our word. We are don't say what we mean and mean what we say. So this first agreement is so, so true for all of us and something that we really need to get a grip on when we're parenting. And sometimes even we might even be sparing with the truth because we don't want to admit that we've made a mistake. We don't want to admit that our kid might be right. So we're not impeccable with our word. We stretch the truth maybe. And I think that the more impeccable we can be with our words, the better. And, you know, not only in terms of speaking the truth, but speaking kindly, speaking with compassion, speaking with gratitude, being impeccable with our word and not judging. And noticing when we are not impeccable with our words and how we can change it, own them, be accountable, take responsibility to work towards being more impeccable with our word. The second agreement, don't take anything personally. And I have spoken about this time and time again on the podcast. And as Laura Markham, a very well-known parenting expert out there, she coined the phrase Q-tip. And when I first did the podcast on Q-tip, I said that I'd heard it somewhere, but I didn't know where it had come from. It's Laura Markham, Peaceful Parenting. She coined the phrase Q-tip. And Q-tip is quit taking it personally. So the second agreement is don't take anything personally. The problem for us as parents, when we take what our kids say and do personally, when we take their actions as a reflection of us, we get dialed into the drama. We become reactive. And to take something personally, we have to believe it. And many of the times when your kid says to you, I hate you, you're the worst mother in the world, we will only take it personally if we believe them. And I'm going to ask you this. Why do you think you're the worst mother in the world? You are not. We are all perfect mothers. We're perfectly imperfect. We're all doing our best. But we render ourselves incapacitated, incapable, and reactive if we take things personally. So we have to look at the situation as it is. Your child has just said, "I hate you." Remember, all behavior is a means of communication. You have to get curious. Why has your child just said, "I hate you"? What's going on? Go beneath the surface. Remember, all behavior is an iceberg. You're seeing vile words. You're hearing them. Tip of the iceberg. Beneath the iceberg, what's driving that? Why are they saying, "I hate you"? What are they not coping with? What are they struggling with? What are they pressured with? Are they anxious? Is this a reaction to something going on beneath the surface for them? Yes, all they're doing is projecting their lack, fear, back onto you, the nearest and dearest. When you take it personally, you then react and project back onto them. We get dialed into the drama, we spiral out of control, and it goes absolutely nowhere. So how do you not take it personally? I've talked about this. You see the words as just being words. Look beneath them. When those words come at me, and they come at me, my kids say things every now and again, they come at me and I almost see them as words. And I imagine I've got this invisible kind of coat of armor on, and the words, these metal words, I have this kind of thing. The words are little metal letters and they come flying through the air and they hit the armor, ding, 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 and they drop to the ground. They don't harm me. They don't penetrate me. There's the arrows, you know, they shoot the first arrow, but you move and let the arrow go past you, or you deflect the arrow. You don't take it. Once you take it, the only thing you can do is defend and shoot one back. So do everything you can to not take it personally. The third agreement, and this one, my lovely listeners, we are masters at. The third agreement, don't make assumptions. As I say it, I have a smile on my face, because we as human beings, especially parents, we make assumptions all the time. We have stories running in our heads about our kids, their behavior, they're lazy, they're disrespectful, they're rude. We have these stories playing in our heads. And then when we see the story play out in reality, your kid's been rude or disrespectful or doesn't listen, you're like, "See, I knew I was right." So why do we make assumptions? We make assumptions because we don't like sitting in the unknown. We don't like it. It's uncomfortable for us. We want to know. Better the devil we know. So if we don't know, we will make up an answer because that makes us feel better. It gives us clarity, so we think. All it does is dial us into to the drama and misperceiving what might actually be going on. So we cannot afford to make assumptions. How do we not do it? We stay present to what is. We see the situation as it is. We don't judge it, don't label it, don't make the story up. Sit in the moment. Be mindful. The definition of mindfulness is watching the present moment unfold with no story, no judgment, but with openness, kindness, and curiosity. So we're sitting open to what is. And when we stay in that space, we don't need to make assumptions. We have all the answers. The story will unfold. So don't jump to conclusions. Don't make assumptions. I love this third agreement. So just remember now, we're going to be impeccable with our words. We're not going to take anything personally. We're not going to make assumptions. And the fourth agreement, always do your best. As parents, do we always do our best? I believe we intend to do our best. Where I think we generally slip up is not being committed to the process that will allow us to do our best all the time. We're on autopilot. We are not present. We are not where our minds are. And when we are not where our minds are, we are in thought, either catastrophizing about something they're not doing. They're not doing their homework. So we've catastrophized, oh my goodness, if they don't do their homework, they won't learn the work. If they don't learn the work, they won't pass the test. If they don't pass the test, they won't pass the grade. They won't get into college. They won't get this. And off we go. And we make it impossible for ourselves to do our best, because we can't do our best when we are in the future, because we're not here. We can't do our best when we're in the past, ruminating over something that happened yesterday that we still can't get over. Because when we are in our minds yesterday, we're not in the present moment. And when we're not in the present moment, how can we do our best? So being mindful and being present and aware will allow us to be impeccable with our word, to not take things personally, to not make assumptions, to always do our best. We give ourselves the best opportunity of meeting these agreements face to face and committing to them all and being able to stay present in the moment to take the next step. Oh, now I'm here. What's going on here? How will I deal with this? It's changed. Now I need to change. Oh, it's changed again. It's constantly changing, and we need to change and flow with what is as it changes. Change is the only constant in our life. Nothing is permanent. It is always changing. So if we stay present, we will be able to, I believe, meet our children's needs and help them get to where they need to get. So the four agreements and parenting. I love talking about this apropos to parenting, because isn't that the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? I believe it is. I will put the link to this marvelous little book of wisdom in the podcast notes. And I'd love to hear from you and see what you think about this. Read the book and see how you can take these four agreements and put them into your parenting. How are you going to do it? What plan can you come up with? Share it with me. I'd love to hear. If you've enjoyed this, hop over onto iTunes and rate and review the show. I always appreciate that. It helps people tap into the show if they haven't heard it. If you've got friends or family that don't tune in, send them the link. Get them onto it. Let's help spread the word. So thank you so much for listening. Till next time. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.